Springfield has hosted the Ohio Women's Bowling Tournament every 10 years since 1952. Vicki Seibel is the president of the Springfield District Bowling Association. She says more than 5,000 bowlers from across the state and their families will be in Springfield for the association's convention in late February and tournament that runs from early March through May. Seibel says that 3 years before a district wants to host the tournament, you have to go before the membership committee and place a bid. She says Springfield has always been a popular spot for the tournament, and women bowlers have made it clear they like coming here.
Women just enjoy coming to Springfield. On the in-between years, I've had different women at different conventions ask me, you know, when are we going to bid again and when are we going to host it again? But, you know, it is such a big undertaking, and we are one of the smaller local associations in the state, so we've pretty much stayed with, you know, trying to host it every 10 years.
Chris Schutte is the director of Clark County's Visitors and Convention Bureau. He says the Bureau has been working with local hotels and restaurants in preparation for the tournament. Schutte says the tournament is like hosting a Super Bowl for Clark County.
Well, to the local economy, what we're looking at is probably a shot in the arm of roughly $800,000 in total economic impact. You know, things like bowling tournaments aren't usually regarded as being, you know, sexy, quote-unquote, but they are really the bedrock of what our tourism is here.
Schutte says the Convention Bureau has been working with the city to make sure that the bowlers and their families enjoy their stay in Springfield. The bowlers will be competing at two locations. Victory Lanes and Northridge Lanes will be the host sites for the tournament. And Schutte says admission is free to watch all of the tournament action. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.